Charlie, honey, wake up.
Good morning.
You lied to me, Charlie. You said it was just going to be the two of us.
I didn't lie, Berta. Things change.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Don't leave me, Berta. I love you. Can we talk about this?
Sorry, I do single men only. I'm in, I'm out, there are no complications.
But I am single.
Berta, I hate to bring this up again, but you cannot put the peanut butter in the refrigerator. It gets hard. And on a related subject, the peanut butter stains on Jake's shirts really require an enzyme pre-soak.
I hope you two will be very happy together.
She makes for the door.
But who's gonna take care of me? Who's gonna do the laundry and the shopping and the cleaning and all the other stuff?
That's the scrubbing bubble there.
She indicates Alan, blows a kiss, and goes.
Uncle Charlie, why is Berta leaving?
Why? Doesn't matter, Jake. What matters is she's gone.
He looks at Alan.
And we're all gonna die.
Men. Two and a Half Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Charlie and Alan are in the kitchen.
She left before she made the coffee.
So, we'll make our own coffee.
How?
Charlie looks genuinely mystified. Alan checks there's coffee in the machine and presses the on switch, then sits at the kitchen table.
So now we just wait?
Yes, it takes a couple of minutes.
Charlie sits down.
Alan, this goes beyond coffee. Berta's been with me forever. She does everything. She's like a wife that leaves before you wake up and doesn't mind if you sleep around. Is that the coffee?
It's my peanut butter. Made it soft.
In the microwave.
Charlie, I've been trying to figure out a way to repay you for letting me and Jake stay here. Why don't I take over the housework?
Berta did the shopping, too.
I can do that.
She did my laundry.
In her way, yes. But I can handle that, too. And look, I even made your coffee.
Thank you.
Charlie tries some.
No, uh-uh. Not as good as Berta's.
It's her coffee. I just pressed the button.
Berta's tasted, I don't know, Christmassy.
What does that mean, Christmassy? What?
It means like Christmas.
No, you got to work with me, Charlie. I mean, nutmeg, cinnamon, powdered reindeer.
I don't know. It's just that when you drank it, it felt like Christmas morning and anything was possible.
Sweet and low, half and half. Mocha mix.
Oh, forget it. I'll just read my paper. Uh-oh. Where's my paper?
I don't know. You might try looking by the front door.
No. It's usually right here on the table.
Okay, so before you got up, Berta started the coffee and got you your paper.
Well, I don't know the mechanics of it, but yeah.
I'll go get it.
Alan goes. Charlie turns to Jake.
He's not off to a very good start.
Want a glass of peanut butter?
He pours out a glass of liquefied peanut butter and offers it to Charlie, who regards him skeptically. Later, Charlie is sitting reading the paper and sipping coffee as Alan busies himself mopping the floor.
Alan.
Yeah?
I can see you.
And I can see you too.
No, I mean, Berta never cleaned when I was in the room. She was, like, invisible.
I'm sorry. I'll try to be more transparent.
Appreciate it.
Alan goes. Rose peers in at Charlie from the balcony. She quickly hides, but he spots her.
Oh, no. I see you!
Oh, give me a break!
Not you, that girl that's been stalking me. Rose?
Oh, there you are. What are you doing sneaking up on me like that?
Rose, honey. We spent one night together, and it was very nice, but...
What is your favorite part?
Gee, I'd have to say, finding out you live just two doors down.
Sometimes it's all I can do not to chew through that house in the middle.
Yeah. But see, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, so maybe you should find someone who can give you the attention you want, need, deserve, require.
Are you saying we should see other people?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You have so much love to give, and somewhere out there is a guy who can take it.
Well, there is this one guy.
He sounds perfect.
His name is Andy. He works at Jamba Juice. He always gives me a free wheatgrass shooter and chuckles when I gag.
He ushers her to the door.
Then ask him out.
That seems kind of forward, don't you think?
No, come on. Women ask guys out all the time. What they don't do is handcuff themselves to the refrigerator when he says it's time to go home.
That's where you and I went off the track, isn't it?
Hey, I'm the past. Andy's the future. Bye-bye now. Good luck, Andy.
Later, Charlie is playing the piano. He looks puzzled and sniffs the air, then sniffs the piano.
Alan! What did you do to my piano?
Nothing, I just dusted.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here trying to write a jingle about a chocolate bar, and my piano smells like lemons.
Gee, I'm sorry, Charlie, but they don't make chocolate pledge.
Okay, maybe I'm not making myself clear. Mm-hmm. The rest of the house can smell like any fruit you want. But my piano needs to smell...
piano-y.
There you go.
Fine, I'll get an unscented polish.
Well, that's not gonna help me now, is it?
He sniffs again.
Nope. You know what, Charlie? You are a child. You are a big, high-maintenance child.
I am not a child.
Where are you going?
Well, if I can't write my chocolate song, I'm going to take a nap.
He goes to his room. Later, he's asleep on his bed. Alan sticks his head round the door.
Charlie, you asleep?
He appears to be.
I'm doing a load of whites.
Alan creeps into the room, clutching a laundry basket. He goes round the room, gathering up a shirt and other white items of clothing, and puts them in the basket. He's about to go when he notices that Charlie is wearing a pair of grubby white socks. Alan puts the basket down and tries to remove one of Charlie's socks. Charlie rolls over and Alan stands back. Once Charlie settles, Alan tries again. Charlie rolls over, inadvertently kicking Alan in the mouth.
Charlie!
What?
You kicked me in your sleep.
Who said I was asleep?
I can't do this anymore. You are impossible.
Hey, don't blame me. I tried to make it work.
Excuse me? Berta quit at 9 o'clock. It's now 2:30. When did you try? Where was the trying?
Hey, you're the one who made Berta quit.
I didn't make her quit. I simply raised the bar of quality housework, and she insisted on limboing under it. But since you obviously can't live without her, you big baby, I will go apologize and get her back.
Great.
So where does she live?
Charlie looks blank.
I don't know.
Okay. What's her last name?
Charlie frowns.
Your entire life depends on this woman, and you know nothing about her.
Wait. She took a bus.
I stand corrected.
Oh. After she works here in the morning, she cleans some rock star's house.
Okay, what rock star? Where?
Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, 4456 Malibu Canyon Road.
Rose is on the balcony.
Thank you. Now listen, Judith is coming by at 5 to pick up Jake for dinner with her parents. Now, I should be back by then, but you need to make sure that he is dressed and ready to go.
No problem.
No, it is a problem, Charlie. I am trying desperately to reconcile with my wife, so I don't want to do anything that's going to tick her off. So you telling me it's no problem does not reassure me.
Here, take my sock. I want to show you a trick.
He holds his foot up.
I'll go get Berta. You make sure Jake is ready.
Hi.
Hello.
There are security cameras out front, so come up from the back and bring some dog treats in case the Rottweilers are out.
Again, thank you.
Alan goes past Rose, who's now on the front step.
I asked Andy out, and he said yes.
Andy.
The guy you told me to ask out. I just don't know what to wear. I love this one, but it still smells like pepper spray.
She walks in past Charlie.
Where are you going?
to roll around naked on your bed? I'm just kidding. I'm gonna try on the dress, silly.
Is that lady your girlfriend?
No, she's just... it's complicated.
He sees Jake is completely filthy.
What the hell happened to you?
You know what else is complicated? Fractions.
You got grease all over you. It's in your hair, man.
Yeah, my back chain broke. Can you fix it?
Kid, I'm a piano player. What do you think? Look, your mom's gonna be here soon to take you to dinner.
I know.
So how about a shower?
No, thank you.
That wasn't a question. Sorry, pal, but you need a shower.
But my bike's still broken. I think you made it worse.
What are you talking about? Now you got a unicycle. Get in the shower.
Rose appears wearing her dress.
I'm so worried he's not gonna like me.
He's gonna love you, Rose. Just go out, have a great time, and don't come on too strong.
Me? Too strong? What do you mean?
Okay, well, speaking from my own experience, there's nothing wrong with asking a guy for a blood test, but actually trying to take the blood yourself is a little strong.
I see.
Where are you going now?
Well, you got me thinking this dress comes on too strong. So I'm going to put on something a little less rawr and a little more ooh.
Charlie blinks. Jake is still filthy.
Jake, why aren't you in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
He heads back to the bathroom. Berta's in a laundry room folding a pair of spandex pants. Alan creeps up to the window and knocks on it.
Hi, Berta. It's me, the scrubbing bubble. I came to apologize.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Come on, can't we put aside our petty differences and find a way to work together out of a mutual love for Charlie?
Yeah, that's why I do this. For love.
The thing is, I'm going through a really tough time right now. My marriage is collapsing, my business is slow, my little boy is being dragged back and forth from his mother's house to Malibu.
My alcoholic husband ran off with my daughter's parole officer, and I clean rich people's toilets for a living.
Okay, let's not make this a competition.
She ignores him. Charlie knocks on the bathroom door.
Jake! Been in there for a while. How's it going?
Good.
Charlie goes in the bathroom and finds an unwashed Jake dunking his bike chain in the loo.
What are you doing?
Washing my bike chain. It's real dirty.
Forget about the chain. You gotta take a shower before your mother gets here.
He drops the chain down the toilet.
We're gonna need a new chain.
They peer down the loo. Rose answers Charlie's phone.
Hello, Charlie's house. May I help you? Oh, hi, Alan. It's Rose. I got in. How'd you do? Oh, here he is. It's your brother.
Thank you.
Charlie takes the phone and gives Rose a hard stare.
How's it going? Did you talk to Berta?
Yes, I'm here with her now. Is Jake ready?
Yeah. We're just applying the finishing touches.
Jake's in his trunks on the balcony.
What about Berta?
The same. Finishing touches. She's really a delight.
She gives him a withering look.
Just make sure Jake is ready when Judith gets there.
Relax. Everything's under control. I gotta go.
He's seen Jake.
So, you like this dress better?
Hang on, Rose. The kid's running around on the deck in his underwear.
Oh, sure. When I do it, you just ignore me.
Jake! What are you doing?
Air drying.
You still have grease in your hair. Didn't you wash it?
You didn't say to wash my hair.
Wash your hair.
Okay.
Jake runs to the bathroom.
You didn't tell him to rinse.
Good. That's good. Thank you. Jake, rinse!
Alan and Berta.
All right, so you won't come back. Will you at least tell me how you made the damn coffee Christmassy?
Christmassy?
Yeah, Charlie said your coffee tastes Christmassy.
Oh, cinnamon.
I said cinnamon! Oh, lower back. You do a lot of lifting? Of course you do. You're a maid and I'm an ass.
I'm a housekeeper.
Of course.
And you're an ass.
Yes. Hey, why don't you sit down? Let me take a look at it.
What?
I'm a chiropractor.
Okay, but no funny business.
Not to worry.
Charlie ties Jake's tie.
Looks like you washed your hair instead of mine.
Charlie's all wet.
Not in the mood, Jake.
These clothes look stupid.
You're 10. No one cares.
You're choking me.
Trust me. You'll know when I'm choking.
I think my socks are on the wrong feet.
Jake, dude, I'm right on the edge. Don't push me. I can't do this on someone else.
Charlie?
You look great, Rose.
I don't think I can go through with this.
What? No, sure you can.
No, I'm gonna call Andy and cancel.
No, you're not. Now listen to me, you're a wonderful woman, and this guy Andy is gonna love you.
Thanks, but you're saying that just to get me out of your hair.
No, not just. Now go out and have a great time.
But...
Shh. No goodbyes. Just turn around and walk away.
Okay. Goodbye.
Charlie seethes.
Goodbye, Rose.
She goes. When Charlie turns around, he sees Jake has undressed again.
What happened?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Why did you take your clothes off?
Sometimes I miss.
Okay, that's it. I give up. You are a child, Jake. Dress, don't dress. Wash, don't wash. I don't care, you're on your own.
Charlie marches off. Alan massages Berta.
Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh.
Hey, Berta! I can't find my...
It looks like Berta and Alan are humping.
Berta, if you're gonna do a guy in the laundry room, put a scarf on the doorknob or something.
I'm a big fan.
Charlie sits sipping a drink wearing Jake's tie as Alan comes in.
Is Jake ready? Where's Jake?
No.
You don't know? My wife just pulled in behind me. You said you'd have him ready.
It can't be done.
What do you mean it can't be done?
I'm not strong enough. His will is greater than mine. I'm just gonna get drunk and stay out of his way.
Alan's wife comes in.
Please tell me he's ready. My parents are driving me nuts.
Hi,
Mom.
Oh, don't you look handsome?
Uncle Charlie took my tie.
Well, you don't need a tie.
She sees Charlie's wearing it.
Grow up, Charlie.
Bye.
I thought you said he beat you.
He did. Now he's just screwing with me.
Jake was smartly dressed.
What happened with Berta?
Well, it wasn't easy, but I did it. She won't do my laundry or get my groceries. And I have to give her a lower back adjustment twice a week. And Steven Tyler thinks I'm doing her.
But she is coming back.
Yes, Charlie, she is coming back.
Right on.
Charlie dabs his eye.
Are you crying?
Charlie shakes his head.
It's been a very emotional day.
Here you go, buddy. Drink your vodka.
Alan hands him his large, well-filled glass. Later, Charlie is playing the piano. Rose is on the balcony. Charlie sighs heavily.
You look great, Rose, I swear!
He stood me up.
What? After we spent all day getting ready?
He lets her in.
I don't know what I did wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Then why did he stand me up?
Because he's an idiot. He doesn't get what a truly rare person you are.
Thanks. I wish Randy could see what you see.
Forget about him. Come on, I'm gonna take you to dinner.
Really?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
He walks over to the front door and opens it. A thought strikes him and he closes it again.
Hey, I thought you said his name was Andy.
What did I say?
You said Randy.
No, I didn't. Andy's a real guy. I didn't make him up. I love her little tie.
She steps outside and Charlie follows. ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men, men.